in one of the finest spiritual works that I've ever read, a book entitled Give Me a Living Word, the author says this. He says, if you do not desire the impossible, your heart will become hardened. If you do not desire the impossible, your hearts will become hardened. My brothers and sisters, how did this woman suffering for 12 years with this hemorrhages, and what's the reason for the number 12? Well, probably because that was the actual number of years she suffered from, but also the number is symbolic. She's gone through the fullness of suffering with these hemorrhages. How did her heart not become embittered? She tried everything. She went to doctor after doctor. Nobody could help her. She spent all her money in the meantime. You think she would have said, you know, enough. I give up. I've done everything I can. Her heart did not become embittered because she did not cease to desire the impossible. And not only to desire it, but to believe that God could do it. We don't know if she was there on the occasion when our Lord said, what is impossible for man is possible for God. But there's no doubt that in the depths of her heart, that's what she believed. My brothers and sisters, I want you right now for a moment. If you search your hearts, come up with one of your intentions that you think is impossible. Or they think, you know, gosh, the likelihood of that ever happening, you know, the chances are slim. And I want you right now in your hearts to ask God with complete confidence to answer that prayer. Perhaps it's the conversion of a loved one. Or there's something from which you want to be healed. Or that you want another to be healed of. Maybe it's freedom from an addiction. What happens when we ask God for the impossible with complete confidence? Our hearts expand. It's like we breathe easier. It's the way that we were made to relate with Him. Because He can do the impossible. But we have to believe that, or we would never even ask it of Him. There's something that struck me in reading this gospel. Have you ever wondered, why did God not heal this woman sooner? I mean, how many times do you think over the course of those 12 years did she say, Lord, you know, set me free from this. You know, bring this to an end, heal me. She tried everything. She was willing to do all that she could, and yet He waited all that time. The gospel does not give us the answer to that question, but we can be absolutely certain that if it had not played out as it did, we would not be reading about this woman 2,000 years later. God knew the moment to answer her prayers, that she would be a witness of hope until the end of time. For everyone who had prayers that they were wondering, is there any chance that these will ever be heard? Maybe for people struggling with chronic illness, is there an end to this? Is there any reason for my pain? Not too long ago, I was reading about Augustine and St. Monica. St. Monica, his mom, and we all know the story. She prayed for years and years for his conversion. Do you know when he finally converted? So she'd been praying for her son for all these years. And he'd made the decision that he was going to leave Carthage, where he lived with his mom, and he was going to journey to Rome. He wanted to go there and study, and she couldn't believe it. She thought, oh my gosh, all these years I've tried to help him. Now he's not going to be under my guidance. He's going to go to Rome, the most decadent city in the world. He's going to surely be lost. It was when he went to Rome that he was finally converted. But she followed him to the seashore as he's about to get on the boat, begging him, pleading, son, don't go. You know, please don't do this to me. Weeping, crying out to God. This is what Augustine wrote of that moment years later. He said, God, you did not do what she was asking at that moment, that you might do the thing that she had always been asking. Think if God had responded to her prayer to keep Augustine there. His life would not have changed. Our Lord was responding to the deeper desire of her heart, which is what he does with every single one of our prayers. And my brothers and sisters, what if it seems that he's not responding at all? Not too long ago, I was reading a story about St. Gertrude, and a good friend of hers had come down with a pretty bad illness. It wasn't life-threatening, it wasn't terminal, but still she thought, gosh, I should pray to God to have her delivered from this. So she starts pleading, Lord, you know, come to her, bring her help, bring her assistance. Our Lord Jesus Christ appeared to her and said this, Gertrude, you trouble me by asking me for the cure of your friend. I sent her this sickness as a trial, and she is accepting it with such admirable submission. Therefore, it is gaining for her great merit that is winning for her an eternal reward. I don't tell that story to say we should not pray for our friends, that we should not pray for ourselves, but that no matter how God answers our prayers or seems not to answer them, we should live in the way that our Lord spoke today to Jairus. Do not be afraid, just have faith. Everything our Lord allows is for our salvation. Sometimes he's saving up all the prayers that we are saying to use them at a certain moment down the road. His ways are not our ways. He asks one thing of us, to continue to trust. May we not cease to desire the impossible.